Now, there's been a breakthrough in the police investigation in France into the jewel robbery from the Louvre Museum in Paris last week. We can talk to journalist now there, Sharon Gaffney. So, Sharon, there have been two arrests. Tell us more.
Yeah, much relief here, Audrey, that there has been some kind of breakthrough nearly a week on, as it was when these two suspects were arrested actually on Saturday evening. Now, they're actually known to police for involvement in previous thefts. They're in their late 30s from the Seine-Saint-Denis area, which is just outside Paris. Now, one of these men was arrested after he'd gotten through passport control at Charles de Gaulle Airport. He was just about to board a flight for Algeria when he was detained by police. At more or less the same time, another man reportedly preparing to leave for Mali, actually, but not arrested at the airport, was detained around the same time. They could be held for 4 days. Now, it wasn't actually the police or prosecutors who announced their arrest. This was leaked to media. There has been a lot of concern expressed by the Paris prosecutor over the past 24 hours or so that this news was revealed in this way. Like, she's saying that the publicity will actually hinder the efforts of police who are still, unfortunately, trying to track down these jewels, because as far as we know, they haven't yet
no
been
sign
recovered.
Of them.
No sign yet. But police, what they've been doing over the past week, you know, people were wondering, how is this taking so long? We're seeing images of these guys filmed inside the museum. We saw images of them, of two of the suspects leaving the museum as well. But what police have been doing is they've been looking at CCTV. There's 4,500 CCTV cameras in Paris. But more importantly, they've been examining the items that were left behind at the scene mm-hmm. when the suspects fled. So there's, you know, 150 forensic samples that they say they've been investigating over, looking into, analysing DNA samples, fingerprints. There's a helmet that they left behind, a high-vis vest,
okay.
Torch.
So
that's how they've managed to, yeah.
The investigation goes on. Sharon Gaffney in Paris, thank you very much indeed.